And thank you to the delegation for your responses. In fact, thank you very much for the response regarding the COVID education, because indeed at that time, the online and TV portal learning, there were concerns by learners with auditory difficulties or impairments that these portals did not take adequate regard of their situation. So this is a matter I'd like the state party to look at closely, because indeed these portals can continue to be used to improve their education and make them catch up, and then the sensitivities to their peculiarities should be looked at. Then again, I would like us to look at the issue of safeguarding the strategies in place to safeguard the education of LGBT communities, and for the state party to ensure that they are in place and they are guarded and there's no discrimination. So coming to the comprehensive sexuality education, indeed I note that you say there are seven alternatives you have now. And my advice to the state party is that kindly ensure that each of these seven possibilities are CEDAW compliant, and that they are mandatory. The CEDAW benchmarks are present in each of these. Finally, in your reports and in the last concluding observations, you said there were opportunities or avenues to find schools that expelled pregnant learners. How many of them have been fined? Thank you. How many fines have been issued? Yes. Thank you.